Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Brian Kilmeade's dual biography, Teddy and Booker T. So Sophie, what made you want to pick this one up?
Hey there, Sam. I mean, the premise alone is wild. You've got this hyperactive, privileged New York aristocrat and a man born into slavery who becomes the most powerful Black leader in America. And they became genuine friends and political allies. I had to know how that worked.
Right? It's not a pairing you'd expect. And the book really leans into the idea that it wasn't just transactional. They actually shared a worldview. Both were big on self-reliance and merit.
Exactly. They both believed in the American dream, that individual effort should determine your place in society. Roosevelt saw Washington as the embodiment of the strenuous life, a guy who remade himself through sheer will.
And Washington saw Roosevelt as a white leader who would judge Black people on their merits, not their skin color. That was huge for its time.
It really was. But the book doesn't sugarcoat the limits. Roosevelt's views were paternalistic. He believed in Anglo-Saxon superiority, but thought other races could rise through effort. He saw Black Americans as childlike and in need of guidance.
And Washington's whole strategy, the Atlanta Compromise, was about proving economic worth first, then earning rights slowly. He thought political agitation was premature.
That made him popular with white philanthropists, but controversial among Black leaders like Du Bois, who wanted immediate civil rights. So the partnership was built on a pragmatic foundation.
The moment that defined it was the White House dinner in 1901. Roosevelt invited Washington for a formal meal. No Black man had ever done that. The South erupted in fury.
Roosevelt was defiant at first. He said he'd treat any man with respect regardless of color. That dinner solidified their alliance and showed Washington's influence as the go-to race advisor.
So what did they actually accomplish together? I mean, beyond the symbolism.
A lot, actually. Washington would send Roosevelt lists of Black candidates for federal jobs in the South. Roosevelt appointed more Black men to office than any president since Reconstruction. Washington also advised on racial violence and navigating Southern politics.
But it all fell apart with the Brownsville Affair in 1906, a shooting incident in Texas involving Black soldiers, and Roosevelt discharged 167 men without due process, many innocent.
Washington was devastated. He built his whole career on the idea that good conduct would earn respect. He pleaded with Roosevelt to reconsider, but Roosevelt refused to appease white Southern sensibilities.
That was the betrayal. It showed that Roosevelt's commitment was conditional. When it cost him politically, he sacrificed Black soldiers.
The trust never recovered. Later, Roosevelt pursued a lily-white strategy in the South, excluding Black delegates. The man who dined with Washington was now abandoning Black voters.
So it's a story of high ideals and profound failures. They made real progress, but they also allowed segregation to become entrenched by not challenging it directly.
Right. They were prisoners of their time.
The book leaves you wondering what might have been if Roosevelt had been more courageous or Washington more confrontational.
The part that got me was how personal it was. These were two flawed human beings trying to navigate impossible choices. Their friendship was genuine, but it had limits.
And the central question they grappled with, how to achieve racial justice in a deeply unequal society, is still with us. Each generation has to take it up again.
So my takeaway is that progress is messy. You can have a real alliance between two people from completely different worlds, but it can only go as far as their own blind spots allow.
That's a good one. And hey, if you want to dig deeper into this story or find more like it, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. Over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, and it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Yeah, check it out. For now, I think the book's real point is that even the most powerful friendships can escape the limits of their time, but that doesn't mean they're not worth having.
Well said. We'll see you in the next one.